This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. I want to thank all our listeners for their comments, very diverse comments. They're not all fans of you, Van.
Oh, very fortunately, I'm not running for office.
And we've also had people ringing our reception as well. Our job is to question candidates, and sometimes the candidates don't like it. Sometimes our listeners don't like the questions. I make no apologies for that. This is an important time for Australia. What I want you to do, I want people to think about their vote. Who you vote for, that is your business. But I want you to think about it and think about the consequences of that vote. This is a very important election. Our guest in the studio is Joe Ball. Joe is the Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQA plus communities. Joe, welcome.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Give me a big smile.
Yeah.
I know. It's there's not a lot to smile about necessarily at the moment, generally in Australia. Mm. There's some, and around the world. I wanted to start off, if I may. I know there's some things you want to talk about. The US, travelling to the US it's always been problematic in my experience. Mm. Having been there many, many times in my commercial life, the border officials can be pretty haphazard. But now there are particular challenges and issues. As a trans person, you know, what advice or can you give if a trans person is travelling to the US? What's the implications? What's going to happen? What's the dangers?
Yeah, so just take a step back. Trump made an executive order about visas and your assigned gender at birth versus that you might have updated your visa or your passport. Namely your passport. I think it was like 3 weeks ago now. The day after I wrote to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, I sent a letter saying that this is of high concern because the executive order was calling upon the border security in America to check people's visas, and there was an assumption that if you had changed your gender on your passport at any time, that there would be a level of scrutiny on that. And he did it under the veneer of the Los Angeles Olympic Games that are coming up and saying that we want to stop trans athletes from entering America. Now, I think they've got broader issues with having an Olympic Games in LA at the moment with what's happened there. And I think they need all the economic help they can in LA. However, what he did with this is that he put it on trans athletes and he put it on trans women, but it is a broader ban. So I was actually going to go to LA this year with my family, and we cancelled our trip because what would happen on my entry is, because it's twofold for me. It's one is that I've updated my passport so that I have male on it. But in your passport, as people would know, you can find out through Interpol and stuff, you can find out changes that people have made over time if you choose to. So one thing the executive order actually made was like, we want to check people's passports where they've updated, but we also want to scrutinize LGBTIQA plus activists that are entering the country. So I would fit into those two broad categories.
But even though you are the LGBTIQA plus commission, you are a government official. That doesn't help. In fact, it might inflame.
No, I think it would make me extremely more vulnerable. And what I would expect, and why I wrote to DFAT, is we need to warn any person who is a transgender person traveling already in America or plans to travel in America or is accompanying a trans person about this, because I would expect, given what we have heard, that I could be strip searched, that I would be detained and potentially have a visa refused based on all the information we have. Now, Equality Australia, DFAT has not changed or updated their travel warning. I want them to update their warning to reflect this. If it's happened in the last couple of days, I apologise, but it wasn't last time I looked. But Equality Australia has put out a travel warning to all trans and gender diverse people in Australia. And of course, for some people, like for me, I'm going on a holiday, but I really feel for Americans living here who have family overseas and who are trans and gender diverse. So this is a direct, a lot of the time we talk about this is happening in America, does it impact us? And there's a culture war and the ideas being imported that impact us. But this particular travel ban, it actually impacts people who want to, transgender people traveling to the US. In reality, until this is lifted, I won't travel to the United States.
It's an extraordinary situation. I lived in America for a short period of time. One of my really good friends there, who's just like ordinary suburban person, is certainly not leading a representative organisation or a government department, or called me to talk about the political situation there because she doesn't know who to trust anymore. Mm. Like those levels of authoritarian influence are seeping down into the community. We have a suburban person who's been furloughed from her job because of Trump is calling a friend in Australia because they literally do not know who their friends are anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a really, you know, there's a witch hunt happening in America, and I think you see this, you know, Americans that can leave who are trans and gender diverse are leaving.
Yes.
And I think that's a devastating one. It's devastating because people shouldn't have to leave the place that they're born. You know, we shouldn't they're seeking refuge, basically. But then I think about all the poor, trans, as in poverty-wise, economic-wise, transgender people who can't move states into a safer state. They can't move countries. They are stuck where they are, and they are seeing things like banned from toilets. Like if I went to the US at the moment and people can't see what I look like, I've got a beard, I'm a man, like at the US I would have hurdles at every step. I would potentially be arrested for using a toilet if I could get past the border security, and then I could be interrogated for being an advocate on this issue. You know, like this is not things that we expect in 2025, that people are getting this kind of treatment. And I think that's alarming, and I think there is I'm pleased to be getting this message out to more people about traveling, and I'm not being hyperbolic. I just want to desperately warn people before they have a bad experience of going to the US.
Can I just ask, Joe, there's such a difference between what is happening in America and what we're experiencing in Victoria, and I specifically refer to, you know, the anti-vilification laws and the changes that have been made, you know, to support our community and other communities as well. But in a national sense, the situation is not as clear-cut, is it? And I'm not asking you to make a political comment because I know you're not allowed to. But
I'll do it. I'm more than happy to do it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. In terms of policy, what do you expect from Parliament, you know, candidates for Parliament? What is your minimum expectation with regard to our community and in particular the trans community?
I think we need to get back to basic human rights principles, and it has been done before. I mean, for those who are old enough to remember, politicians used to do this about HIV and AIDS.
Yes.
You know, they would stand up in Parliament and go, what's your fault because of who you have sex with? So, why should we have to pay for your treatments? Why should we have to treat you this way? Why should we do this research? And we did have politicians who used to do that.
Yes.
Now in Australia, that idea is abhorrent and people aren't doing it. People aren't debating responses to HIV, AIDS between our major parties. Now, however, that's how we do have this issue with other LGBTIQA plus issues. So what I think we need to get to is that health is about centering the needs of the person who's impacted. We need to get back to basic human rights of the rights of the child and the access to healthcare. And that's what I expect from politicians, not for them to make exemptions because someone is LGBTIQA plus.
Quickly, Van, you can ask the final question.
Look, I mean, the question is what solidarity counts at the moment? How do we show more solidarity? Mm. How do we make our community even safer?
Well, I think that the main thing that the Trump moment is trying to do is make people afraid to speak out and support LGBTIQA plus issues, and in particular trying to make them afraid of trans and genderverse, supporting trans and genderverse issues. So what I want to see from people is that they stay the course. If they have been a strong ally, if they've made pride plans, if they've made 10-year strategies, and we know this is happening at the federal, state, council level, it's happening in organisations, we just say to people, stay the course of what you're on, don't retreat. But as I travel around Victoria as the Victorian LGBTI Commissioner, Unfortunately, I hear at the council level, at the organisational level, that people are retreating from previous commitments they made to the LGBTIQA plus community to make their services inclusive and their plans and their diversity inclusion strategies. So my big plea to people is, this is not how we get through this moment. We don't get through this moment. And sometimes this is good people retreating. But I say, you know, but we don't get through this moment by putting our heads down and being afraid. We get through this moment by staying the course and returning to universal principles of human rights. That's how we do it. And we're not asking for, as LGBTIQA plus people, we are not asking for more than anyone else. We're just asking for dignity, respect and human rights.
And equality.
And so, and equality, of course. And so I just my call out, my plea to people is, don't think we get through this moment by being smaller. We get through this moment by being courageous. And so much of the time we lead as people, we lead politicians. They will follow our lead when we are courageous. And then there is also courageous politicians as well. But I just think, yeah, stay the course. Don't give up. I do think we've got this, and I am hopeful.
Great.
Solidarity forever, Joe. Yeah.
Joe Ball, thank you for coming in. Thank you for those words. They're really important. Your work's really important. Your commitment is amazing. Thank you for what you do. It's never easy standing up and standing up for what we believe in and what we expect. Thank you.
No, it's a pleasure to be here. And I think I also just, my final thing is, elections are times when things are even more heated. And so I just really encourage people to look out for each other and wrap around each other. Yeah. I have experienced on my own social media that there is more hate and more toxicity at this moment. But let's just meet that with courage and love and kindness to each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Joe. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. In just a moment, Bruce Wolpe from the USA Studies Centre. We're going to talk about, amongst other things, Heard Island and those poor penguins that the Donald doesn't like. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.